सर्वमंगलम मंगलम सत्य बनीत
सामसे खींच ला पूरे
दुकान चुनाव संबंध जरूर से सो मिली लोट
जरा मैं कहीं व्हाट इज योर नेम या तो ट्राई दिल्ली तक चाहिए चलाइए ना ना मर
गुड मॉर्निंग टू एवरीवन हियर इफ देयर एनी क्वेश्चंस प्लीज लेट देम अपीयर
व्हेन टू चलाइए क्यों आ या व्हेन टू थ्री या When talk three.
First in the start section, you said that the Vaibhashika and the Sautrantika, they have like an image of objects based on a set very subtle level.
On the Sautrantika.
The Sautrantika. I haven't read all the sutras but some, and I never found anything in the sutras themselves. So if you're referring now on the schools or on the actual sutras, the basket of discourses, I think it's called.
Sautrantika, Kasihi, Simpson Bamaru.
Simpson, the ring, Simpson.
Dodeva.
Dodeva, the young Shibari. The ring,
told. This Simpson Bagoran, he teacher and Dodeva Kasihi.
Kaisena, Dodeva Tadu, then at Zimbe Kapsu, then wrong Zingamari. Number singere. Simsambala number young singere. Number di simsamba tadu simle zumare. Dodeva tadu yule zumare. Shivare. Tene.
Te chiranka kandeki on a chiranka lindi. Yeah, no, don't I have a mask. Re chiranka kandeki on a. चिरां तेरतां दने तेरे सिंसां पता पड़े दो दे पर चिरां कने लावियो तुम चिरां नहीं
पता यानी क्यों ड्रीवा
या
ते कछु दे ड्राओ डॉलर लो मसों डॉलर तुम मसों ते कावले सुंगले ते ड्रुप्ताले सुंगले अम्यांग ना डॉलर योले पे
ते
Then a group
talk the dollar tene. Sedra Mava, Dodeba, Semzamba, Randong, the Yendong, the Dini, the Namja Yure. Tea cups here in a yagre. Then Semzanji Gomrim, the cups of the Deva Hira Yomar.
No.
Jesus here, Gomrim.
No.
Then the Dini, the Namja here on the Dini, Drumtai here, looks like here over the war.
No.
They Jesus Yagre.
So Rinpoche would like to hold this question to a different context, because the main subject of today's study is the Chittamatra school, and the specific context that would be most relevant to investigate that question would be in a chapter of the Treasure of Knowledge, which deals with the classification of the two truths. And that particular classification is very clear, because there are not many words involved. It's very brief, but the meaning is very clear.
Tene chetang seda mawan do de bni de sedon khe lembe loksore. Semsam bel loksore de sedon khe milin bel loksore.
In general, the point to grasp here is that, in general, the Vaibhashika and Satantrika schools assert outer objects, or objects existing on the outside, whereas the Chittamatra school asserts that there are no objects existing on the outside.
Deyang seda mawan dode bni je sedong khe lembe luksor te malang o maishi pa kap je khe lin dan ra bare malang o maishi pa kap so suyina sedong khe lengre sirur te ya par khe lengre yengre and zingare, theta chikware. Sentam be kailin, so temlang o hippe kailin dawore, mo hina, tenemene, seton tanana yangene, salayo, mare kailin gamare. Ten dravu kailin, sortan sam sorting.
So the Vaibhashika and Satantrika assertion of objects as existing outside could be compared to the situation of someone who is dreaming but does not recognize that they are dreaming, and therefore experience the objects as being on the outside. Whereas the Chittamatra explanation would correspond to someone who recognizes that they are dreaming, and who therefore sees that even though the objects are appearing as if they were outside and seeming to be outside, they are actually not.
Jitang jebang ngapse hepa, jebang ngamata sema hepa, le jumde hepa kapso, sedra mabata dode banangi, sirur khe lin di khe go yore, sirur khe malina, tene khera khe togumare.
In the explanation which deals with there being earlier and later birth, as well as the explanation involving a karmic cause and effect, one needs to explain things as if objects were existing on the outside. Otherwise, that explanation would not make any sense.
Then same thing, Nelok, Zunzi, Niji Tongba, same thing, Nelok, Yabakabso, then he said, don't care, Malimba Yazo for it. Said, don't care, Lama Yena, Zunzi, Nidong, here to go, Mari.
When one is explained,
Sarpo Yongamari.
When
one Nato Pati, Pakyaka Trunare, Pakyaka now Ibisen and Trunare. Trunang imbis in the Serur the Madro Bare, Serur don the Madro, Serur Madro Besena, Dele make the same young Tapar Madro Bare, Malam Dawre, then a same young Madro Be, Zungze Ni Madro Bare, Zungze Ni Madro Besena, Zungze Ni Jitong Bare, Tinang as the same Janelo De, Zungze Ni Jitong Bare, Zungze Ni Jitong Sejati, Zungze Ni Jitong Hijok of Jimse. Tanyi do nang zang do zung zing ni yoba la ting de nga cho zung zing ni su nang hi ni su hienba yoba la ting de teni di hienba de kakbu che do zung zing ni ji tong si la ba le zung zing ni ting ni mi na zung zing ni ji tong si xie gu bu jiu zing kanya yoba ma le zongzhen yi yue ba da de le xian ba yue ba la ten de de ne zongzhen yi dong xie ba de dik song ah de de ba zhe jia ge da
so the appearances which are experienced are produced they are the confused projections of the habitual tendencies because they are confused projections, they cannot be said to exist truly. Because they are produced by the habitual tendencies, they can be said to be only projections. Because the projections have no objective existence, they are mistaken. Because the appearance itself is merely a confused projection or a delusion produced by habitual tendencies, the mind perceiving it similarly has no authentic base or existence. So the fundamental nature of mind is free of this duality, is free of both the confused appearance produced through the habitual tendencies, as well as the confused mind which perceives it. So ultimate nature, or basic nature, is said to be empty of duality. Why does one describe the basic nature of mind as empty of duality? It is because we experience things as being dualistic and therefore fall into the trap of assuming that they actually are. So we have this attachment to things as existing in dualistic fashion, that there both is an outer object and an inner perceiving mind. And therefore, it has been explained that the basic nature of mind is empty of duality. If we did not experience things in that way, there would be no reason for defining the mind in that way.
Rangrik te zungze nyi jitongpa rangrik te semsangpa lola khe lenpa re. Ta rangrik khe lenpa te ngarang san na kaab ne ye re. Karir se na kaab ne ye pe jimtsin te sakkin je lola yang rangrik khe lenka re. Zokkin je lola yang rangrik ta rikpa khe lenpa se na. Ti chepar se kubi se na hachang kaab ne ye re. Ti na tanda semsangpa kaab so zungze nyi jitongpa rangrik te kante chile ya gondo sanno ya botango. Kale kaku, samo dan tamo. Kabe ne se jide, kale kaku yang se jide samo dan tamo yoba. Hajang samo dan tamo yore. Kanye se na semtambe zungze ni jitongba rangrik tang, sakin je rangrik tang, zokin je rikpa teso le chepar se gube se na, tene samo dan tamo yore. Chepar se be jumtsin yo na chepar se togo re, chepar se be jumtsin mi na,
So to look more closely at the basic nature of mind, which is described or is defined in the Cittabhata school as the esoteric
Sarik Rangrik.
Sarik Rangrik.
So Sarik Sam.
Sarik Sam. As being mere clarity and awareness. Is mere clarity and awareness empty of duality. It is also given the name self-awareness. And this term self-awareness is
the crux of the matter. It is the important point to be understood. It is the most difficult and most subtle point mentioned in the school. So the Jitamatas assert that this self-awareness is truly existent, that it exists as such, that it is verifiably present, and it is the most subtle point to be understood, because it is the term is used both in the Citta-mata as description for fundamental nature. It is also used in the Mahamudra and in the Dzogchen. So it is a difficult point and an essential point, and it is important to know the differences in the way self-awareness is described by these three schools. If there were no differences between them, there would be no problem, but the difficulty in consists in being able to distinguish the very subtle differences in self-awareness as described in the Jitamatra and Mahamudra and Dzogchen.
Tene semtsang pe nidong garang rik de dar chenpo re jumsen kare se na saja chenpo rang rik yeki tang Dzogchen je semen de pe rekpa lan jokpe joko tangpo nrapo te re se lamna digi re sambayin.
So in the Citta-mata, self-awareness is described as being that self-awareness which is empty of duality of perceived and perceiver. And this is very important to understand, because the Mahamudra modulates this term, self-awareness, and calls it Rangrik Yeshe, self-aware original wisdom, or self-aware primordial wisdom. And the Dzogchen calls it Semde Rigpa, the awareness which transcends mind, or we say the awareness which transcends mental operations. So then the second question?
Yeah. Second question.
If I, for example, dream of a subject like a mountain, only I can see it in a dream. But if I'm awake and we are two persons watching a mountain, both of us will see a mountain. So isn't there a difference there? And the second question is that when you were talking about the tree in dualistic appearance, and the ignorance of thinking that it is dualistic, and the language on top, the three dimensions. You were saying, you were saying that language on top was confusing even more. And if everything is so, is just illusion and delusion, doesn't it have a function? I mean, we are all gathered here today in order to discuss some things, to talk about some things, in order to clarify some things. So doesn't it have a function as well?
Mm-hmm. You're doing it, right?
Do you?
No. Don't put it. Samsabhatadu. Siru jiddin yupa yomare. Drupa yomare.
Siru jiddin yomare.
Yomare.
Siddin yomare.
Milam tau.
Rip.
You know, Mursambala, Milam dao sepe kapsu kagare. Kain sena Milam dao richik Milam tanga. Tini morang matok shindak ridi zingimare. Sepe kapsu mimampo ri la zingire.
Oh yeah.
Tongire. Tini kagare.
Kagare, yeah. Tini?
Pechik? Nika tini?
Tini trwa mare gagpare. Nipa? Gagpa nipa.
Mr. said your first question is not a question, it's a refutation. Then Chini Namje Le Chuchi Seni Kur Sum Yore Tampo De Zungze Ninong Yore Nipa De Zungze Tadu Zungze Ngune Shimba Yore Then Sumba Juzan Dan Juze Ming Tape Lega Yore Then Nge Shepe Kapsu
She gave a cup of candy. Yeah.
Then it's some dika, chiki chikla, shook a jungle.
Oh, yeah.
Pena zooms in me yore, te, kamenu, te draw yore. Trooper de, shimba. Shimba, Zun zini nangi shenpa yuna tini sen tru doge de. Tini juza dan juze ji leka ti yangja tru, yang tru dao yore. Marangi sampa la ming juza dan juze ji leka hachan kachin bo re, kain suna ngasu tanda zonge de, chula tachi tangi de, de la ming goge de. Tene Ming true young Ming Mingi leg it young true dabe young true
kain
young true kain young true jimson kain
they took and raised me a bottle. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Gogre, Yantor, 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 Invigent, think I said.
No.
Ah.
No.
Ah, Gakpany. Tevany, Marie, Gakpany.
No, it's not two questions, it's two refutations.
What is this? I don't understand the word.
You're refuting the view presented.
Yeah, but what does refute mean?
It means
that it's not true.
They're saying it's not true.
No, okay.
I said it.
No,
the surge nowadays, Malam Dang, Sensam below the Sidon Matra by Milam Tavare Milan Tavayina young Milan won my heap a cup jelly, Kajak's or tongue. Milan won't heap a cup jelly, Kajak's or tongue. Milan won't hit it. Won't heap up pretty. Milan jenna look like he rubbed your jay by sugar leg, Kajak's or so mugre. There's some no tango. Won't my heap a cup so? Tene. Malam je nama la dembar hin den hin je lega jabare ha chan turba goni lega jabare malam ngo hipa ka so oh de malam re yina yang yo mare malam re san ngo hipa sam je goni nang san je lega ji jagre ta malam ngo hipa ten ni ne lok la hira ji che ba yo na ya malam yin ba se na zonwa ma do bare zonwa ma do ba se na zimba yang ma do bare ti se na zong zin ni ji tong ba ne lok zong zin ni ji tong ba chol la hira bi je ba xiu gua ta nang zan de na wa de zong zin ni nang de de ni pa kya ke chun nang pa kya gen chol ba nang zan ye ba xi bu guo ni le ka ja ge de de hira sem jin jiu chuo suo mi ge de ya ba guo gong de tang bo de song ye
de yin sha le
yin sha de ba ngo ma hi pa ngo hi pa ngo hi de ne lok la hi ra bi che ba hi pa so la ngo hi nan ka hi ngo hi ng ma la re sam de la ma to ne lok la hi ra bi che ba zo hi ge ma do wa dan dan la che ba zo hi ge ya ma la re sam de ge re re ma to ne lok la hi ra bi che ba zo hi ge ma ne lok la che ba zo wa la to ni ji ni hi go ge do wa ni dong ng hi yo na hi ra bi che ba zo ge ten ra bi le kan ju tor Kelen sor som dan leka jak sor som yung bre. Ten dao la tang po san nota.
No.
Marbe.
Alare. So, with respect to your first reputation.
You want to prove that I think.
So it's good to come with. Yes. So the important point to catch is that there are three different steps involved here in order to get to the point that is being driven at. And the first first thing to understand is that there is one stage where one does not recognize that one is dreaming. And in that case, whatever appears seems to be existing. This is the way our experience is, and this corresponds to the Chittamatra assertion that things do not exist on the outside in the same sort of way that they don't exist on the outside in the dream. But as long as you don't recognize that you are dreaming, then they seem to. And the second step is when you recognize that it's a dream, then one can see that, this is only a dream. The things that I am experiencing here are not on the outside. This corresponds to the Chittamatra saying they don't exist on the outside. So one gets some experience of that through recognizing that there is a dream, or that one is dreaming. But there are some people who stop at that step, who just get to the point of saying, I recognize that I'm dreaming, but then they don't go on to examine the nature of mind on the basis of recognizing it as a dream. So having seen that it is a dream, one should go on and understand further that the fundamental nature of mind is to be beyond this duality of something perceived on one hand and a perceiver of it on the other. That the real point, the base of all mental operations is this awareness which has no duality in it. So it's a three-step process in order to get the point.
Tene se zang pe lo la sidung ke milin pa te tanda se ra ma ba tang do te pe ke lin so ta do sidung den drop do ke milin pa re ma to Chetan Sedon Kale Lingri Lenserte, Pakchak and Turnan, Pakchak a topje, Triple your K Lingri, Pakchak a topje Sumi, your la, Tinny Pakchak a topje, Triple Simchin, Jeleka, Nato, Sister Zutamji, Simsambi Higri. this one. Pachake. Seda mabatan dode by kelem by yendo, sedon dendrop the kemilin bare. In a sedon tin me ba mare, pachake top gentrop yor yore, melamna yore. Tela demba dan jumba nam ya yore. Pacha tin the metin le din the jumba nam ya sisi. Sapended the same request tell somebody. Pacha tin the metin le din the jumba nam ya sisi somebody. Sensampe chutamje Malam nan yin same gentle by yina, the name Malam than Yimula chepa candesigrisena, Pacha tin the metin lisi. Jeva toma my bani comba, Pacha tembo, Nimu nawala, demba tanita. Pacha metin ba, same Malam genawala, jumba tanis over it. Pacha tin the metin le, denda jumba, namyasi, tanis is over it. Sensan Bichu Tamje Pakya control by Yina Yang Denzin Jinambia Yure. Karas and Jeva Toma Mebani Leja Pakya control by Nawala, Nimi Nawate Denba Tani Zogre. Nimi Pakya Latin is on Mulam Jinawate Zumba Tani Zogre. Pakya Temba Tam Matin Bala Denzin Jitani Zogre. Sensan below. Hakos on. Pakya temba te demba. Pakya temba trunang te demba tani. Pakya matemba te zumba diagre. Pena nimi nama te jeva ngam lejen trunang re. Pakya tembo yipas ena demba tani zogre. Malam je nama te tene pakya matemba sena zumba tani zogre. Ya. Pakya tenda matem le denda zumba nam jasi.
So the Chittamatra do not posit or do not assert outer objects existing truly as it is done in the Vaibhashika and Sautrantika. However, it's not that they do not assert any sort of manifestation of objects at all. They are not saying there is no kind of manifestation of objects in any way. They are only saying they are not truly existent. They are, which is the opposite assertion of what the Vaibhashika and Sautrantika say. So this is the first important thing to understand. That there is an appearance of objects which is produced as a diluted appearance or a delusory appearance or what is often translated as a projection, a confused projection deriving from the habitual tendencies which in turn are built up through the karmic activity. This set of karma activity and habitual tendencies produces the project, the confused projection of appearances. That is what we experience. This has been, and there are, one can distinguish within the Citta Matra two separate levels. Those who assert hate.
Sarim is not referring to the two sub-schools of the Chittamatra in this case, which have the same name, but he's speaking more in general in terms of what is true and what is false. So in understanding what you are experiencing as an object, what is true and what is false about the object. And Rinpoche has explained this through a quotation from the seme rupa
sema
seme sakya pandite
sema rupate
sema rupate the treasury of the treasury of awareness associated with Vela cognition, to give an English translation of the title of that text, by the Sakya Pandita, which says, Rakshak tendang miten le, seme
dendang sunpe,
dendang sunpe namsha,
namsha
sir, dendang sunpe namsha sir.
See, yeah.
Which means, from habitual tendencies being stable or not being stable, one is said to be able to classify what is true and what is false. So that's literal translation of what it says. So what this refers to is the first of them, the Bhakshak temple, the stable habitual tendencies, are those which are experienced during the daytime, which are productions of karma. They are the confused projections of karmic actions. And in the Bhakshak temple, they nima leji trunong re, te denpa re.
Denpa re se lagu re. Nimo denpa re, malam zunpa re se lagu re.
Ode.
Den zin je ta nyi zo ya yu re. Sim tampa.
Ode so.
Hako zon ha.
Ode so. Te, tarmape, tadu.
Tumba. Pen sem sam bu lo pon so la din zin jin nam ja so ya yoe de ze ha ko song den ba ta jin be ye ba xie ya yoe de ze
the teachers of the Chittamatra have classified the habitual tendencies as either true or false. One can call them true or false, and we are still dealing with the question of the validity of dreams as opposed to a waking state. That's what the quotation is addressing. So maybe we could translate the denba here, true, as more in the sense of valid, mm-hmm. or something like that. But the literal translation is true and false. Mm-hmm. And the habitual tendencies of the daytime experience are referred to as true, and the habitual tendencies producing the nighttime experience of the dream are referred to as false.
Dixon. Nimi nama de denpa re, mala zunpa re se kendo wa. So tena yinji den zun xe wa.
So this is a classification of the appearances during the daytime as true, and the appearances experienced during the dream as false.
Tena yinji den zun xe jit ma jay na mo, ke jay xe na o ko xe ya de denpa re, jik de zun xe, ten ra wo xe ya yor wa. Ke jan ra wo la.
So this is taking the sense of true and false in a rather ordinary way, of the way we usually experience it. When two people are talking to each other and say, oh, that's true and that's false. So in the same way that when two people are talking to each other and say, oh, that what that person says is true and what the other one says is false, that same sort of ordinary sense of true and false is being used here by the teachers of the Chittamatra in saying the habitual tendencies which come out in a stable form as an appearance during the daytime are true, and those in the dream are false.
Tene tani te le tambo bokap so tani gogre tani la ten te chu je ne lok to gu bu se na ta ni pa de re so wa tani tani te le tambo bokap so chu je nam ya hi gu bu se na chu je nam ya de tani la ten ne hi gu bu se na le tambo pa la tani gore tani la na ma te ba tambo to no to mu jor so ba re Tani la madena tamba chu togu mare sombare. Gobal la doche. Te na gile tambo bakaso chu hiba tang. Kunzok tan ton dam ji yeba hiba tang. Korwa ta nyande ji korbe chu ta nyande ji yindin hiba la tani gogre. Tani la madena hito mare. Teni nyeba te tani te Tani dang jyoza tsu jyujin tenzhe tsokpa nang samre, nipa. Tartuk te tani jitruba nelok tani lindeba. Zungzi ni jitongpa rangrik la tani yomare. Semji nelok ngoma te rangrik ri, rangrik la ming dang tsik dang tani yomare. Rangrik ngowa la mwene tani lindeba re. Hakusunga.
So now Rinpoche is addressing your second reputation. and saying that for a beginner, conventions are a necessity. Conventions are another word for names and language. And Rinpoche quoted Nagarjuna in saying that if one does not use conventions, ordinary beings will have no way to understand genuine reality. So in the explanation of Dharma, it is completely necessary to use terms and conventions of various kinds. For example, in describing, in distinguishing between what is relative and what relative truth and genuine truth, or distinguishing between samsara and nirvana, distinguishing the faults of samsara and the advantages of nirvana, and so on. One uses terminology in all of these cases. However, the second thing to understand about it, the next step here, is that the fundamental nature, which in the Chittamatra is described as the awareness empty of duality of perceived and perceiver, that awareness is also beyond names. There are no names in that non-dual wisdom. There is no terminology within self-awareness. Self-awareness transcends conventions, is beyond all language.
Tene tani len de sor te sem sam je log da um log da sakin je log da zok chin je log la tani len de se je de chek pa ren de sor la he ba tha rak pa tang he ba he sor che pa yang gre
Then how the fundamental nature transcends conventions is slightly different in each of the schools. In general, the Chittamatra, the Madhyamaka, the Mahamudra, and the Dzogchen all hold that the ultimate nature transcends names or conventions. But how it transcends conventions is defined quite differently in each of the schools.
Dine te chepar te yang nga su param chik sa na ngar mo si chi te ming re thanyi re ngar mo da ki te ngar mo chepa te ming re chun sa re ngar mo chepa da ki te sinyi re tong ming jokpa tong te re ta tela samno ta na ngar mo chepa te ngar mo latu pa thanyi te so nam do latu te zog re ngar mo chepa da ki rang te Dagi Momala, Mingdan, Titan, Tanya, Yomare, Tanya Lindebare. And then Narmo Candis Tagre, Narmo Dang, Narmo Dang, Narmo Doso, Gurmo Lasso Bada. The Nitri, Narmo Mata Bada, Narmo Dame Balasso Batusutamje, Namdo Lutti here by Yogre. Nelo Momate, Dagi Te, Tanya Lindebare, Ten and Yin Samu Tangondo. Zungze Nijitong Baranric De. Tanyi le deba re, rangrik le tenpa tanyi tamje, yang namdo le tute zogre. Tanyi le deba la namdo le tute tanyi nato zogre. Te yapo haku. Marbe.
So to, de samsambitana.
Ah, re re.
So to look at how the samsambitana define the way in which the ultimate nature transcends conventions. If we take the example of a piece of candy which you put in your mouth, then the taste of sweetness is experienced. So the word sweet is the name used, it is that device which is used to depict what one is talking about, to describe what one is talking about. So we say sweet. The basis for the imputation of that name, the piece of candy itself, is that which has the defining characteristics that are being referred to by the name. So, in order to use a name and apply it to a base of imputation, one relies on concepts. The designation of names, the placing of names onto a referent for that name, is a conceptual process. It relies on concept, but the base of imputation itself, that to which you apply the name, is beyond the name. The piece of candy, so to say it simply, the piece of candy itself transcends the name, sweet. And in a similar way, the basic nature of the mind that is experiencing the sweetness is empty of any term. It is beyond the term that you applied. It is beyond the duality of perceived and perceiver, and is therefore beyond the duality of the name used and the basis to which it refers. Nevertheless, one uses terminology in order to get to that basic nature, in order to point it out or to understand it. For example, one talks about the sweet taste as being the opposite of the, or as, let's say, the sweet taste as being impermanent or as having no self. And one can demonstrate as having no self because it has an opposite, a bitterness. So it has no fixed identity. It is defined in terms of an opposite. There's no fixed identity in itself. So in such ways, one can demonstrate it has no self-entity or basic constituting elements. However, the actual nature that you are pointing out by using that terminology is itself beyond any of the terms that you have used.
That's all. Tene chetan sen sambalo la rangrik seje de kande re se na deva tan donga je ranyong la rangrik se re ko la bo se na rangrik seje de ye bu jinse ka re kande re se na deva da donga je ranyong de rangrik re kai se na nga chu sem je deva da donga de rang ge nyong re ma do yin ga ha ko ma do so la deva yo so la donga yo ha ko ma do rang la nyam nyong ye re rang le deva da dunga je ranyung yere ranyung te la deva dunga se je te nam do lo tu te ta ni na zo zo gre de do rang ranyung deva ranyung ta dunga je ranyung ngoma la mi yo mare chi yo mare ta ni cha ni yo mare ranyung ngoma de ju de me bare ranyung te la yang nam do lo tu te ta ni na zo zo gre thik so na.
So to look more closely at the term self-awareness or rangrik, as it is used in the Chittamatta, in order to make it easier to understand, one could define that as being one's own experience. For example, one's own experience of happiness or suffering. So this is, in fact, where the translation self-awareness, to a certain extent, breaks down. And it would be more apt, in this case, to call it one's own awareness. Self-awareness in the sense of being that awareness which you have yourself. Your own awareness. Because what it means is your own experience of whatever state you're in. But you know, and that is the sense of rangrik, being aware yourself. but we need to go on from there and say that your own awareness as such, when you are feeling well or you're feeling unwell, that awareness itself is non-conceptual. It is beyond any sort of names or words. It's beyond language, beyond conventions. But when you want to describe to somebody how you are feeling, what your experience is, then you use terms like "I am feeling well," "I'm not feeling well," which are based on concept. You're relying on concept in order to describe your own experience, even though within that experience as such there is no concept or name. So this illustrates how conventions relate to the basic nature. One uses them as a device for indicating the actual state of mind. But the actual state of mind, the basic nature, is beyond any language.
Pena machi le chirang chipu ndoge se na chipu ndoge se kere. Chipu ngoo an rangin kande ndoge se na nyam nyong che yere ina yang jo mata pa ye wale. Te rangrik, ten rabo la asin pan pe rangrik se kere.
For example, somebody says, "How are you feeling?" You say, "I'm feeling fine." The very essence of that, the way you are feeling, then the person goes on and says, "Well, how does it feel to feel fine?" Then the very essence of that, of how it feels to feel fine, you couldn't say, because that is your own experience. That is wrongrik. You can't say how it actually is to feel good. You can't express that in words.
Then chipote luje sala yang mando nala yang mando tola yang mando pala yang mando kana yang mando ngo kanda yang mato pare ina yang nyamnyong yo pare nyamnyong te jod me pare jo mato pare ten da wala ra lex
gre. So you can't say that that state of feeling well is something that is existing inside of you. You say the actual feeling, the actual experience, you can't say it's inside, you can't say it's outside, you can't say it's somewhere in between. You can't say nanglamendo,
chilamendo, nanglamendo, tolamendo, melamendo, ina yang ranyong yere. Kipi nyamnyong yere. Nyamnyong te jyoda meba.
So the actual state of being in a state of well-being, can't say it's inside, can't say it's outside, somewhere in between. It's not in your brain, it's not somewhere on the top of your body, like in your brain, it's not somewhere in the lower body. You can't point out and say exactly where it is at all, because the actual experience is beyond expression.
This is the Lobjong Kapsule Tambo Palatani Gogre. Nelong Oma de Tani Lendebare. Tenda Woko.
And in a similar way, as beginners, we need conventions in order to come to an understanding of the basic nature. But the basic nature itself is beyond all names, inexpressible, cannot be expressed in words.
Data nelok tani lendeba yin yang, tani lendeba tela tani ahaja manhu de yur. Kaisen ngo la tani medu, tani karta na yendeke dote, tani mandava na sobatate, tani lendeba la tani manhu de.
So even though the fundamental nature is beyond all language, it's beyond all conventions and terms, it is that about which most terms are used. And since there are no terms within its essence itself, then you can call it this, you can call it that, you can use one term, you can use another term, and on. It's fine because there are no terms within it at all. So that which has no terms is precisely the thing about which most terms are created.
Then Raola, the name, the Sakin Zokin to the Capsule, Jumi, Jopa Kunji, Yer Jervasi, Jo the Mapa, the Jopa Tamjay, Yer is one. Then I walk over. Jo the Mapa in a Jopa Tamjay, Yer and Savare.
There is a.
I can tell me, Jumi, take and pill in it. Tema to go on the day, say Mandra. Tarmi, Jomi. Take them pilling day. Tell them, oh, Kada, you hine. Tarmi, Jomi, take them pilling day. Take and go, Tarmi, make a tarme, but they love Tarmi, Jomi, make a tarme, Pangagi, Judome, but sickling day, but pilling day. Telamo, Kada is in a term, you meet sick and pillin. Tesota ran rectum, Sensamba ran rectum, Sakinji take the Zokinji take Kade Tawakadelo.
So, also the masters of the Dzogchen have asserted the self-awareness as being inexpressible. For example,
Mudrup.
So also the masters of the Dzogchen have presented self-awareness as being inexpressible. For example, in the following words of Guru Rinpoche. Its very essence, or within the very essence of pristinely pure of primordial wisdom.
Tarmi, yomi, thetan, pelende.
The very essence of pristinely pure original wisdom transcends, it cannot be seen, it cannot be spoken, it is beyond words and examples.
So
the very essence of pristinely pure primordial wisdom cannot be seen, cannot be expressed, is beyond words and examples.
This is a sentence by Lendeba, Sakin Jeranzon Yihian Samju Lendeba, Zokin Jakadaki Yihian Samju Lendeba Temper, Nelo, Ten Nelo Wang the Sepa.
So the self awareness explained by the Chitta Mantra and Rangrik Yeshe, self aware primordial wisdom of the Mahamudra. And the Kadak Yeshe, the pristinely pure primordial wisdom of Dzogchen, are all beyond expression in their very essence. It is their basic nature, and within that basic nature, they are inexpressible.
Did that one?
And Mishi said we should think carefully about how these different schools differ slightly in their way of describing it.
Tetar samju lende pe nelok la tinte samban thaye pa tang yeban thaye pa samju zoya me pa tenda wo songare samju lende pe nelok la tute samju thaye pa samju zoya me pa ji songare tenen thar to gom gom. Gom namato samju zoya mevare. Yeme jeba kunji yer jorba siyeba de chikware.
Samju le depe nelo te?
Samju le depe nelo la tin te samba zoya meba, samno tanya zoya meba, jeba zoya meba. Hako son, ta yeba. Zoya meba ten ta yeba chikware wa. Samdame penelo latin de samban tayeba. Judame penelo latin de jeban tayeba somewhere. You mean jeba conji yer jerva, sumbana yer.
Samba tayeba dang joba tayeba di low jones
comes. Really, Samju lende penelo la. Then they love younger cups or two Sanji cups or some June Tayeba song. They are cool.
Now, based on this basic nature which transcends thought and speech, based on this basic nature which transcends thought and speech. Endless thoughts and endless speech is needed. So what that means is that during the time that one is doing the listening and reflecting that goes with study, one employs a limitless number of terms and engages in a limitless number of thoughts in order to arrive at an understanding of that basic nature which transcends thought and speech.
Then Samju Lende Penne Lokto and Kepachagoyo Malare Pandavore Malare Pasamju Lende Penne Lokto Palatinde, then it chooses a Dorjin Korn Tayeba Sombare, then Samju Tayeba Sombare.
It is through realization of that basic nature transcending thought and speech that Milarepa, sang his Vajra songs. Through realizing that nature, which is beyond any thought and all speech, he was able to express that nature in Vajra songs.
Samju lende pe ne lok ma to na lob jong se ne mwa ma mwa ma lob jong se ba ji ma ji ma ji lo gre te ne ha jang khe pa cha ga ma do samju lende pe ne lok to na te ne ge ya yo ma re ma la re pan ra wo cha
yeah I forgot to say something in the last part it is little rep was the example based on a realization of the inexpressible and unthinkable nature that one becomes a learned scholar or an expert in the Dharma. As Milarepa was an expert in the Dharma through his realization of that inexpressible and unthinkable nature. And out of his realization was able to sing the Vajra songs. Becoming an expert or a learned scholar is not accomplished through the words and the thoughts. because it is a vulnerable area. For example, one can study for a long time and accumulate a lot of terms and so on and then forget them. And so on, there are all kind of difficulties involved there and pitfalls. One will not actually come to that kind of mastery of the Dharma through the words. It is through realizing the nature beyond words that one will be able to master the Dharma with its terminology. So even though in reality there is no time, relatively speaking there is, and we've come to an end of it for this session, so we will conclude the session by reciting the aspiration prayer of Maitreya in English.
Yeah.
I prostrate to all the Buddhas and to the Bodhisattvas.